You're listening to Mornings with Eric and Bridget here on Moody Radio 89.3.
And we're excited to talk with our good friend here at Moody Radio. Not only do you hear him each weekday morning at 5:30 over the last few years, but from time to time, he's visited us in studio. And it's always a treat when Charles Morris stops by. But after 25 years of service, it's a new season for him. We want to find out about that and his process in discerning and deciphering what God is calling him to next. So, Charles, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Bridget, Eric, good to be on with you guys. And I feel like I'm just sitting with you there in South Florida, and where, of course, most of the time we would go to have breakfast afterwards, and we'd have a good time. And there's a great crew at Moody Radio South Florida, and I know every single one of you, and it's just a joy to be on with you today.
So you have some new business cards. What do your new business cards say on them?
Eric, I haven't used a business card in 10 years at least. You know, does anybody still use business cards? In fact, most people I meet, they're younger than me. They say, hold out your iPhone. And,
right.
You know, all of a sudden something magic happens and I get their contact information.
Well, what would that new card say? Let me put it that way.
It says emeritus. And what that means, the late J.I. Packer told me when once upon a time, when you asked him, what's it like to be emeritus? He said, I'm working just as many hours, I just don't get a paycheck. So that's what it's like. Mm-hmm. Of course, he got royalty checks every quarter for knowing God that were more than anything I've ever seen in my life from all my many New York Times bestsellers, of which I have none. So anyway, no, the interesting thing is, it just I just had a birthday the other day, turned 72. When I first came to Haven 25 years ago, as you said, Bridget, they said, could you stay 20 years? And I said, nobody stays anywhere 20 years nowadays. Let's take it 5 years at a time. And 25 years later, I was going to be looking, but then COVID came along. Mm. We were going to be looking for whoever would succeed me. And COVID kind of moved into the way, but that moved into a lot of our lives, you know, and affected us, impacted us in many different directions.
Well, you mentioned one event, but there have been a few really large events that have happened during your time at Haven, and you've been able to actually walk us through those. That's one of the things I appreciate about Haven, and you realize this. You've been there for 25 years, so you know, but you walk us through the events of the day and then give us a biblical perspective of what's going on and point us towards Jesus. That's really the heartbeat of what you've presented, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And that began, I guess, if there were such a thing as a format change on Haven Today, we certainly changed the name. It started at 9/11. We did the unthinkable. I mean, we're a long-form Christian radio program. You guys know what that means. Not every listener knows what that means. But, you know, when I came to Haven, we were sending the program out on CDs. And before me, it was on reel to reel. We were sending it by mail. And way before that, it actually was sent to radio stations on a record. Well, you can imagine if you were in the middle of World War II, when Haven of Rest was on the air, you had to wait for the record, you know? So when the founder, first mate Bob, Paul Myers, broke his leg and was in a hospital and doing the programs from a hospital bed, or when his son got shot down in World War II in Asia, in the Pacific theater of the war, it was weeks and weeks before that could even be talked about. When 9/11 hit, we had been broadcasting, sending the program to you guys by satellite. It was for a couple of months. And within 2 hours of the second plane hitting the second tower, we had a new program up. And it wasn't just me doing a message from Indiana, where I was at a radio station doing a share, but the only interview that a famous pastor in New York City, Tim Keller, who we used to be in the same church in Philadelphia, the only interview he did for 6 weeks was with us, and he thought he had lost a few thousand people. You guys know what this is like. Mm. I've been with you guys, and we've done programs during hurricanes from Moody Radio South Florida before. Whatever's going on in our lives, it affects our faith too. and how we respond to events in the world, events in our personal lives, it all comes back to what we need to be about, and that's our Father's business. And that's hanging close to the cross, hanging on to Jesus, knowing that he draws near to us before we ever draw near to him.
Well, Charles, as someone who's done that for decades, was it hard, though, for you to kind of take on that transition and work through that process of saying, okay, I'm going to step aside, I'm going to look for someone else? Was that a difficult process for you?
No. I do have an entrepreneurial spirit, guys. You probably know that from our having been together so many times. My wife also tells me I'm an extreme extrovert. She's an extreme introvert, but opposites attract, I'm also told. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's how the Lord drew us together. The one thing I'm convinced of is that people on national Christian radio programs need to know when it's time to pass on the baton. And I didn't want to be 85 or 89 years old. I just turned 72. I didn't want to be in my upper 80s and still trying to do a Christian radio program. Bring somebody new in. I didn't want to retire from serving the Lord, being about kingdom business. I plan on doing that till the day I die. Just because you get old doesn't mean that the Lord's ready to kick you out and not use you at all. And now they're saying old age doesn't really start till you're 75, I read yesterday. But whatever that is, I think it's important. In Christian radio, we need to reach people who listen to us already. We need to reach new people who have never listened to us before. We need to reach younger listeners. And of course, what this means, you know, when I came to Haven today 25 years ago, somebody in the business, quotation marks, said, are you going to make the program a discipling program or an evangelistic program? And my answer was yes. The gospel is for people who don't yet know Christ and need to meet Christ. But the gospel is for people who do know Christ and need to renew every day their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So, that's been my goal, and I think we've got a great guy to replace me. He's worked for us before. He's worked in international ministry with Far East Broadcasting, lives near the Moody headquarters in Chicago, and I think he's just going to be great. And he's 30 years younger than me.
We're actually going to talk to David here in just a little bit and hear about his heartbeat for ministry. But you're doing something, you're leaving not just one program, but two programs, which is something different for this ministry. So you were talking about different people and different listeners. You actually have different languages too now.
Well, we do. Thanks for bringing that up, Eric. And that's big on my heart. And I've had to confess that sin to the Lord repeatedly of why a 90-year-old radio program founded in Hollywood, California, in the state of California, where more than half the people in California speak Spanish as their first language, why it took us until 6 years ago to launch a program in Spanish, I don't know, but I've asked the Lord to forgive me for that. And so now we're on like 60 stations, but the interesting thing is, everybody that listens anywhere outside of Cuba, we thought originally about doing a program just for Cuba, that's how we started, but then doing a more generic Spanish program, everybody tells us, we want to hear the program for Cuba. So I explain that. I don't understand it. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Obviously, he's grown the ministry. He's expanded it, new languages. It's exciting to think about the future. And you've tapped on David Woolen to kind of take that place and take the helm of the ministry that you've led. Why David? How did God kind of point your eyes in that direction and say he's the man to take this ministry to the next level?
Well, that's a good question, Bridget. And I know people say that's a good question when they're trying to think of an answer. I do know the answer to this. David had worked for us in the past. He came to us fresh out of a Christian college. He left us, worked for an international mission agency, Far East Broadcasting, that Haven Ministries actually helped to found 75 years ago, right at the end of World War II. He has a heart for ministry. He has a humble spirit. He doesn't think too highly of himself. He's grown a lot. He's an elder in his church. He preaches a lot. Plus, he has a concept of he gets the gospel. And he doesn't carry any kind of baggage, good or bad, with him. One thing, a lot of people in Christian ministry have egos. I better not go down that road very far. Because certainly I have an ego. All of us have an ego to an extent. But I think serving the Lord is better when we've gone through periods where the Lord humbles us and made us fall on our knees and cry out to God, I am unclean, my lips are unclean, Lord, move in me, use me in ways that you want to use me. And I think David Wolin fits the bill. He's the right person for that job. And we talked about you get to a certain age and you need to do different things, you know, and we need to reach new people for the kingdom. And that is constantly in my mind of how that's going to happen.
Hmm. Charles, was there a time in your 25 years at Haven where you kind of did fall on your knees and you say, Lord, I don't know if I'm the right person for this because the task is almost too large for me, or what's ahead is too challenging? I don't know if you want to share about a season like that.
I would love to, Bridget. When I first came to Haven, my ego was maybe even more massive than it is now. I thought I had all the answers. I thought within 2 years we could be the biggest Christian radio program out there. We would set the world on fire. Money would be rolling in. People by the thousands would be coming to faith in Christ. Christians would be contacting us and letting us know. You know, I realized that wasn't how the Lord was going to work. And that's not how he works. And so especially the first several years, every 6 months, I felt like we were going out of business. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was a changing time, we were the last Christian radio program to have an in-house music group, the Haven of Rest Quartet. They made their livelihoods. They worked for us for 2 days a week, but their livelihoods were made singing jingles and movie soundtracks, and then they all sang in their own churches on Sunday. First class SAG musicians. And yet, they didn't want to be singing as a quartet anymore. The music business was changing. Now, some of our listeners didn't, you know, want to see that go away, but we started playing music from other people. Well, that was a season of change. And of course, I took over from the late Ray Ortland. He had been the speaker for 18 years. He was the third speaker. I was the fourth. David Wolin is the fifth. That's a very few speakers in 90 years. People don't transition easily, even though I already said we don't want to be a program that's personality driven. And so that was hard. But the Lord sustained us, and the Lord has always provided for us. And today we're actually on more stations than we've ever been in the history of that 90 years of ministry. Plus, as we already talked about, we've got a Spanish program as well. I'd say the Lord is good.
Charles, would you mind if I prayed for you at this time, you and Janet?
Hey, Eric, that would be the greatest part of my day if you would do that.
Well, let's go to prayer. Father, I thank you for a ministry that has blessed thousands, thousands upon thousands. I thank you for a ministry that has seen fit to continue to grow because of your goodness to them, but looking for those ways. And the man that's been in charge of that for 25 years has been Charles. So I thank you for Charles. I thank you
that he does point to Jesus each and every time he has the microphone in front of him, because it's all about Jesus to Charles and to Janet. I thank you for both of them, and I just ask that as they step into this new season, which they might not even know what's in front of them, we pray that you would bless them. Mm-hmm. We pray that you would open up opportunities for them to share the love of Jesus with maybe a neighbor or that person that comes into the pew for the first time at their church or whatever the case might be, that they would continue, as I know they will, to point people to you. Maybe a little differently than it has been for the past 25 years, but still doing the work that you laid in front of them. I thank you for Charles' heart for ministry. I thank you for Charles' heart for me and all the other listeners to Haven today. We pray that you would continue to bless him. And we pray for David, that you would continue to help him look forward to what you have for Haven and all that is in store for this ministry. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Charles,
thank you.
We Eric, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you. And I guess finally we want to know, so what is next? Is there a travel? Is there a cruise? Is there something
gardening.
On that bucket list?
Gardening.
Well, my wife promised me one last trip to England with her. I'll be going without her for some different reasons, but the dog broke the ligament, the back leg, so we can't go to England this year. We got to wait till next year. So can't do that. Our kids are long grown, grandkids, you know, all of that. So it's just, you know, I have a couple of special projects that I'm still working on for Haven Ministries. And I'll still be coming back on the program, too. You know, I'm going to be on for a couple of weeks when David goes on vacation this summer and some other times. I'll be coming back on. I want to get these other projects finished, too, before I think about winding down. Two other things, though, I plan on doing. Once those projects are finished for Haven Ministries, I want to relearn Koine Greek, which I've let lapse a little bit. And two, I want to finally learn to play the keyboard that my wife bought me when I turned 60. I want to be able to play some music on a keyboard, electronic, not a piano. We don't have room for a piano. So anyway, that's my goal.
You'll have to dust it off a little bit, but it's right. It's waiting for you.
Can Charles come and give us a Greek word of the day or something like that?
Would it be too cheesy if I said agape?
All right, that's a good start.
Good start, yeah.
I mean, I can still read a few lines out of John's gospel, but, you know, don't get me into 1 Thessalonians or something. I can get lost really quickly. That's why I need to relearn New Testament Greek.
Excellent. Charles, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And like you said, it won't be the last. We do plan on hearing from you down the line. So thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Love you.